Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel, trying to solve a mystery in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0222.
It's the 2016 bull sale from Blackjack Farms, March 5th at noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. This year's sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, and will include some 85 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, including 18-month-old bulls and yearling bulls, semen-tested and fully guaranteed. For more information and a sale catalog, contact MCS Auction at 405-641-6081 or go online at www.mcsauction.com. That's www.mcsauction.com.
Our most recent cattle on feed report had one puzzling number in it, in the placement number on weight breakdowns. The number of lightest weight cattle under 600 pounds, much smaller than a year ago. And livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel said that when he saw that number, he did kind of wonder what's going on.
Well, this isn't the time of year when we have a huge number of those lightweight cattle out there in the country, but they were way down, you know, relative to the last few years. And it wasn't just a comparison to a year ago. I went back and looked because I thought the same thing. It's really significantly lower than the last several years. Last year's number wasn't really unusual. So, yes, there's few of those lighter weight cattle, which means that that's going to, you know, obviously reduce supplies coming out of the feedlots down the road. There were more cattle placed in the heavier weight categories, although less emphasis on the heaviest weight, relatively speaking, than we've had the last few months. And part of that's a sign that we've also cleaned up some of our issues in the feedlot coming out of last year in terms of these heavyweight cattle. So there's a number of signs that we're sort of back to a, I hate to call it a normal cattle market. I'm not sure we know what that is at this point, but at least one that where a lot of the pieces kind of make sense and we can sort of relate to them. And it does seem like we're a little bit more business as usual at this point.
The stocker end of the business. Obviously, this is the margin business, and probably for those that got caught late summer, early fall with some cattle, they're not looking too good. But overall, what opportunity there to make some money, you think?
Well, it's going to be a little bit tighter on the stocker side. Get past the turn of cattle that got caught in the turning point, so you can't do much about that. But if you look at it in the last couple of weeks, actually, if you look at Oklahoma feeder cattle prices from the lightweights to the heavies and you look at the value of gain, for the first time in many months, that price relationship really reflects feedlot cost of gain. And of course, corn's fairly cheap. So feedlot cost of gain, if they're doing everything else right, is down in that 70 to 75 cents a pound range. That's basically what the market's offering stocker guys now as a value of gain. That's less than we've seen at a lot of times. And I wouldn't say you can't make some money at that level, but it's a much tighter margin. And so I think it means stocker producers are, again, going to have to be a little more careful, push the pencil a little bit more going into these deals to make sure that there is a margin for them.
And one other stocker factor right now, wheat pasture looking mighty, mighty good.
We're delighted to have the best wheat pasture conditions in a number of years. And unfortunately, if you look at wheat markets, wheat prices, some folks may decide that grazing out that wheat is the best opportunity.
OSU Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's spring bull sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.